ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 42 एंड 43। योऽन्तर विस्तार एतेन ह्यालोक परिणामं च व्याख्यातां यद् बहिः लोका लोकाचलात् ततः परस्ताद् योगेश्वर गतिं विशुद्धं उदाहरन्ति। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर किंग, आउटसाइड लोकालोक माउंटेन इज अ ट्रैक्ट ऑफ लैंड नोन एज आलोक वर्षा विच एक्सटेंड्स फॉर द सेम ब्रेथ as the area within the mountain. In other words, 125 million yojanas, 1 billion miles. Beyond Alok Varsha is the destination of those who aspire for liberation from the material world. It is beyond the jurisdiction of the material modes of nature, and therefore it is completely pure. Lord Krishna took Arjuna through this place to bring back the sons of the Brahmana. Andhamadhyagata Suryo Dhyav Abhumyor Yatantaram Suryanta Gholayor Madhye Kotyashu Pancha Vimshati. The sun is situated in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhurlok and Bhuvalok, which is called Antariksha, outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojanas, or 2 billion miles. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word koti means 10 million. And the yojana is 8 miles. The diameter of the universe is 50 koti yojanas, 4 billion miles. Therefore, since the sun is in the middle of the universe, the distance between the sun and the edge of the universe is calculated to be 25 koti yojanas, or 2 billion miles. Oh my God. So we are reading from this Bhagavatam 5th canto the structure of the universe. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking on the various subject matters. It is said that one of the items which a great Purana should include amongst the 10 subjects are the geography of the universe. So in all the major Puranas, there is always a section of geography. Thus, we are in this particular chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam is discussing on the geography of the universe. Not only that, the Puranas should also describe the dynasty of the great dynasties of sun and moon. The Purana should also have the subjects like of how a person can get out of this material world. In this way, there are 10 subjects the Purana should describe. So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam in these chapters is describing the subject of the geography of the material universe. And as we are describing here, the description is given about the sun planet, which again, for the people of the modern world, contradicts with the explanations of the modern scientist. So here Prabhupada is speaking about the sun planet, which is in the middle of the universe. So Prabhupada said there is only one sun in the whole universe. That is also contradictory to the modern science, which claims that there are many suns like what we are seeing. And also Bhagavatam clearly explains that the sun is also rotating. But modern science also contradicts, saying that sun stands still. So in this way, we find many contradictions, the famous contradiction about the moon, which Prabhupada says it is above the sun, which modern scientists contradicts. So in a purport to Dhruva Maharaj, pastime, Srila Prabhupada writes a very interesting statement. Prabhupada says that the modern scientists and those are followers of the science of modern days, when they read stories like that of Srimad Bhagavatam, they think these are all just stories, these are all just mythological pastimes. And Prabhupada says this is due to the inexperienced knowledge on the absolute truth. So Prabhupada clearly says this is due to the inexperience of the knowledge of the absolute truth. And then Prabhupada makes a statement, since they are reluctant to accept the authority, they are becoming more and more atheist. So Prabhupada gives the reason why they are not able to accept Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada also says why they are becoming more and more atheists. So Prabhupada says they are thinking these are all mere stories because they don't have experience of the absolute truth. Due to the inexperienced on the knowledge of the absolute truth, they think these are all mere stories. And Prabhupada also says that if you are inexperienced of understanding a certain particular thing, what a person should do? You should go and ask an authority. So Prabhupada says, because the scientists are reluctant to accept the authority, what is happening? They are becoming more and more atheists. So, unless a person accepts the authority, one cannot understand about the absolute nature. Prabhupada also gives the example in the third canto, just like when a person is suffering from a liver disease, he is forbidden to take milk products. He cannot take any milk products because he is suffering from liver disease. But he is allowed to take the urine of the cow. The cow urine is very beneficial for the liver disease. So Prabhupada says, when a person is suffering from liver disease, he cannot take cow's milk and he only takes cow's urine. So to such a person, if you go and tell him, there is a very delicious item which is coming from the cow and that is called milk, it is very tasty, very sweet. If you go and tell to that person, he will immediately say, from cow, something sweet is coming? Impossible. Because he never tasted the milk. We only tasted the pungent urine. So immediately tells that there is nothing sweet can come from the cow. This is just urine which is very pungent and salty. So the person who is suffering from the liver disease cannot have experience of the delicious milk of the cow. His only knowledge is that of a salty urine. So Prabhupada says go also means this material planet. Go means cow, which gives milk and urine as well. Also the go is also called the material planet. So within the material world, there are also salt ocean like a urine from the cow, and there is milk ocean. So the scientists or the Mayavadi scholars who are diseased with their understanding, having the diseased mentality, cannot understand. If you tell them there is a milk ocean, there is spiritual world, there is personality of Godhead, they will think that there cannot be. Because they are only experiencing the salt ocean of this world. So if you tell them there is beyond the salt ocean, there is a milk ocean, there is yogurt ocean, there is ghee, ocean of ghee, as Bhagavatam describes, they cannot appreciate this. Because they are only seeing this. What is the problem? They are diseased with understanding of their own speculation. So Srila Prabhupada gives that one should accept the authority, then it is possible for a person to understand the reality of the absolute nature. So Srimad Bhagavatam also describes in detail about the geography of the material universe. So many times people think that the spiritualists are escapists, that they just want to run away from the material world. Many times people accuse, you people, Hare Krishnas, are parasites. You don't work. You are not useful for the material world. You are just escaping from the world and you are running away. So here they say that the devotees of Krishna are just want to run away from the material world. They don't want to be a part of the material world. They are escapists. But Srimad Bhagavatam also here gives the detailed explanation of the so-called material world. Why it has to discuss so much detail on this material world? So, the Vaishnava philosophy, when somebody accuses that devotees are escapist, it cannot hold true. Because according to the philosophy of Vaishnavism, according to Vaishnavas, that we accept the material world to be a reality. It is not an illusion. So Prabhupada, again and again we see in different purports, he says the material world is reality. It is real. One time one lady reporter came to Prabhupada and asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, that you are telling that from God everything is coming. God is a source of all manifestation. So if God is all good, how come this bad material world can come from him? Is all good, but the material world is a lot of miseries are there. How something bad can coming from such a good God? So Prabhupada spoke to that modern lady reporter, just like you are a very beautiful lady, you are beautiful, but when you pass tool, it is not so beautiful. So similarly, Krishna is all good, all beautiful, but from him, different energies are emanating. Prabhupada also gives an example in the books called Perfect Question, Perfect Answer, that this body is maintained by your energy. Stop talking to Pop Cohen in that book. That your body is growing, it is getting energized. Why? Because you are eating food. So the body is manifestation of your energy. Similarly, this material world is manifestation of Krishna's energy. So if anything is coming from Krishna, that cannot be mere illusion. That cannot be just a subject to be discarded without having proper understanding. It is in reality. So Prabhupada again and again says that the material world is also a reality. It is real. But people of the material, outside people who are materialist, they accuse devotees that you are escapist. You don't bother about the material world. But actually speaking, that since the outside people don't understand the connection of the material world with its source, they are actually not understanding the material world properly. Otherwise, why Bhagavatam should give such a detailed description of the details of this material world, the geographical descriptions? So, the Rupa Goswami's, followers of Rupa Goswami's, we understand that nothing is rejected without seeing its connection with Krishna. If anything can be connected to Supreme Lord Krishna, if that can be used in Krishna's service, then that is not renounced by the devotees of the Lord. And that is the Falgu Vairagya. So though we say this material world is a place of misery, material world is a place of temporary nature, but still the devotees of the Lord, they give proper stand for the material world also. So in this whole episode, Prabhupada writes about the description of the different planetary systems. And Prabhupada speaks in all these purports on the details of these material planets, which emphasize that we are not neglecting this material world. So how and what is how it can be utilized in Krishna service? So Acharyas gives explanation that things which are material is called so when it's there is no connection with the Supreme Lord. Just like we are worshipping the deities, we are doing arati with the lamp. So the lamp, before it comes into the altar, it was ordinary metal which has been used in the shops outside. So we don't give respect or we don't touch that metal and put it on our head. But the same matter, that is something material, when it is used in connection with Krishna, so when that same matter which is lifeless, when it is connected with Krishna, then that becomes paraphernalia. So even if you happen to touch with our feet, we are putting on our head. So the matter which is ordinary, when it's seen in connection with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, then it has become a reality. Then it becomes the transcendental paraphernalia. Similarly, we never go and worship an ordinary person. In fact, people have two illusions. They think some ordinary personality who is having a big beard and big hair on his head, and they consider him as God. Or they consider God as ordinary person. So, as Vaishnavas, we don't worship an ordinary person also. In fact, we condemn that. Prabhupada says, whoever is saying that he is God, he is dog. So, we don't offer our worship or respect to an ordinary person. But the same ordinary person or anyone, when that person comes in touch with Krishna, then what we say? We offer our obeisances. Vancha kalpataruvasya kripa sindhu bhyavacha. So when a spirit or a living entity who is an ordinary person, when comes in touch with Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, becomes worshipable. And the matter, the material world, which are considered temporary, but when that comes in touch with the Supreme Lord Krishna, and that becomes paraphernalia or a worshipable object. So in this way, devotees of Lord Krishna sees all the living entities in the material world in connection with Krishna. And devotees of Lord Krishna sees the whole material world with its connection with Krishna. Then they are seeing things in reality. But the materialistic people, they may analyze so much the details of the material world, but because they are missing the important point, Krishna, they are not actually seeing things as they are. Prabhupada gives the example, just like the sun comes in the sky and the cloud covers the sun. And as soon as cloud covers the sun, and cloud is nothing but the product of the sun, how the cloud can be produced? Because of sun, the cloud is produced. So when the cloud is produced due to the power of the sun, what happens? One is not able to see things clearly in the world. So if a person wants to see things clearly, what he has to do? He has to get the sun rays to fall on the objects. And for that, the cloud has to be removed. So, Prabhupada says that no material means which can remove the clouds artificially. You can't just remove the clouds, thick clouds which surround the, which are closing the sun rays. But only if sun, by its own causeless mercy, by its power of heat, when it produces sunlight, that can remove the fog. That can remove the cloud. Then one can see things as they are. But the modern scientists, they don't want to take help of the sun, that is compared to the Supreme Lord. So Supreme Lord Krishna creates illusory energy. Just like the sun creates a cloud. When the illusory energy is created, the scientists are trying to see things of the material world with their own mental power. But what they are able to do? They are not able to see things clearly. The ordinary person cannot remove the clouds. Maya Tekshena Prakriti Suyate Characharam. Krishna, who is the creator of the illusory potency, only when he removes the cloud, then the rays of sun can enter into the world and a person can see things as they are. But the scientists are missing the point. Bhagavad Gita is the example. Just like when a person is sleeping and he is having a dream in his mind that I am eating a very sumptuous sweet rice made up of milk, rice and sugar. And he's dreaming, I am eating this sweet rice, one spoon, second spoon, third spoon, and he's relishing in the dream. But when he gets up, there is no nutrition added to his body. The eating of the sweet rice and the dream is only a mental concoction, but practically giving no nutritional value to the physical body. Similarly, any understanding of the material creation without his connection with Supreme Lord Krishna is also ultimately a useless endeavor of time. So reluctance to accept the authority of Krishna, the scientists are becoming more and more atheist. They are not able to see the connection how this particular whole creation is coming from. So Srila Prabhupada again and again make the point that the Supreme Lord, his creation and his devotees are the real factors. They are not to be considered as illusion and disregarded. For the simple example, Prabhupada again always defends his stand. Then many times materialistic people, they are coming and telling that devotees are not, they are fearful of this material world. They are escaping. It is just like saying that once in a temple, the temple elephant went to take bath. The temple elephant has given a nice bath and they put a beautiful tilak on the forehead of the elephant. And the elephant is coming and it is going towards the temple. And as soon as it goes to the temple, the pujaris are going to put the deity on the top of the elephant and the elephant is going to come in the procession. So it is cleaned very nicely, tilak is put, beautiful silken cloths are put on its body. And so the elephant is walking towards the temple. But by the way, in the road, there was a gutter flowing. It's full of drainage. And at that time, two pigs just came from the gutter, from the drainage. Completely smeared the drainage and the water is oozing, the drainage water is oozing from its body. And the pig was recently married now. With his newly married wife, the pig is walking and suddenly the pig saw the elephant. And then the elephant saw the pig, the body is completely oozed by this drainage and all this obnoxious substance. The elephant thought that, oh my God, I am going to the temple and the Lord is going to sit on my back. So I have to avoid this pig. So the elephant just started moving a little bit the sideways. And the pig suddenly thought that the elephant is afraid of me. So it gave a side glance to his wife to show his power. Then see, even the elephant is afraid of me. And the pig became more encouraged. And the pig started going forward. Hey elephant, wait, I am coming to fight with you. And the elephant thought, now I am going for my deity service. So the elephant was further avoiding the touch of this pig. And the pig became more and more encouraged. And finally the pig told his wife, see, he is afraid of me. So the elephant avoided the pig and went to the altar. And the deity was kept on the back. So when modern materialistics say that the devotees are escapist, it is not that out of fear, or it is not that out of negligence that the devotees are avoiding the materialistic association. It is not the elephant doesn't have the power, it just needs one kick because it has the potency of the Lord within its body. Similarly, the devotees are not neglecting, they are not afraid or fearful of this material world just because they don't have that potency. The devotee of the Lord who is having the potency of Krishna can easily avoid the temptation of the material world, but they just don't want to be get contaminated by that. But the people say that you people are escapist, you are fearful, you are running away from the material world. Yes, we are running away not to get contaminated. So in this way, that under when a devotee see the material world without his connection with Krishna, he considers that to be Maya. When anything is seen without its connection with Krishna, that is Maya. In the 11th canto, Hridayananda Maharaj writes a purport that whenever in the material world things is seen separately from Krishna, that is considered to be Maya. When a person walks, he sees a beautiful object of sense which is passing by. But if he thinks that this is for my enjoyment, and that is called illusion. That is called Maya. Prabhupada gives example, when a person may walk on the road, he is seeing a very beautiful rose flower. The rose flower is a reality, that is energy of Krishna. Even that is matter. But what is illusion? When a person walks by it and sees this rose flower can be given to my very dear friend, that is illusion. But if a devotee thinks that this rose flower can be given to the service of the deity of Krishna, it can be offered to Krishna's feet, that is not illusion, that is reality. So what is illusion, what is reality? Illusion is to think separately from Krishna, that is illusion. What is reality? To see things in connection with Krishna, then that is become real. So in this way, the description of the Srimad Bhagavatam given in these books are not this describing things separately from Krishna. Because Prabhupada describes, Srimad Bhagavatam describes all the material creation in its connection with Supreme Lord Krishna, that becomes the subject matter of transcendental realization. Because Krishna's creation, so when a devotee sees the material world, he is remembering Krishna. When a devotee drinks water, he is thinking this is the taste of Krishna. So in this way, everything reminds a devotee of Krishna, and thus it becomes the subject of transcendental realization. And also, another accusation raised regarding this material creation. Many people have so many misconceptions that the material world is full of matter, is very material, so it cannot be created by Krishna. And also many people say that it is something separately existing from Krishna. But the Vedic literatures and Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam starts with Janmati Yasyata, that which is coming from Krishna. So Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vaishnava Acharyas, they clearly say the material world is emanating from Krishna. So the Mayavadis, they don't accept this. They say, if the material world is emanating from Krishna, then Krishna is no more. Krishna becomes the material world. Or if it is God is existing, God becomes material world. So in this way they cover it. They don't accept this particular understanding. So Shankaracharya speaks about Mayavadi. Maya means illusion. That everything is illusion. The only reality is Brahman, Jagat Mithya. Why? Because if the material world is real, then the Supreme Lord is also become material. In this way they reject it. But Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnava Acharyas gives a simple understanding to explain this fact. And give the example of a touchstone. Just like even the material touchstone, which are existing rarely, that if Chintamani or touchstone is taken, and if the touchstone is touched to any object, that turns into gold. So if Jiva Goswami, which is quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam by Prabhupada, he writes that if an ordinary material touchstone can create quantities of gold, and it is not that because the touchstone is creating gold, the touchstone loses its power, or touchstone becomes non-existing. The touchstone can create so many gold, but still it can retain its individuality. So why not Krishna who can create the material world, an unlimited creation, and still maintain his individuality. In this way, Prabhupada nullifies this and gives another example. Just like the spider, many times if you go in the rainy season, we can see near the well, the spider is creating so many webs. From its mouth it creates web and just builds so fast. And the net is being put from its own mouth, the web is secreted and it is building its web. And the spider is sitting on the web. But as soon as any fly touches the web, it is caught up by the web and the spider goes and eats it. So anyone falls on that web is entangled. Any insect falls on the web, the more they try to come out of that, the more they get entangled. And the spider comes and skews that insect and eat it. And again goes to its place. And then whenever the spider wants, what it does, it just eats its own web and goes to some place. And again it produces from its mouth the same web and builds it. So the spider is producing something from its mouth. It is not the spider is now lost. So Prabhupada, the same example. Similarly, Krishna, he can emanate his energies from his own body, from his own potency. And he is creating the material world. But it is not that Krishna is finished now. Krishna is there in Goloka playing his flute in threefold bending form. But through his energy is creating the material world. Just like anyone falls on that web getting entangled, so ordinary living entities who falls in this material world are getting entangled. But when Krishna comes to the material world, he is not like any other person. Just like the spider, when it spreads one net, the spider is also in the net, and also some other insect which has caught up in the net, they are also in the net. Both are in the net, but what is different? The spider is moving without being entangled in the net, but other insects are caught up in the web of the spider. Similarly, when Krishna comes down to the material world, he is not like one of us. So the people think that avajananti ma mudha manusham tanum ashritam. When Krishna also comes, oh, he is also like me. He is also like one of us. When Gopal Krishna Maharaj came from Russia to meet Prabhupada, Gopal Krishna Maharaj gave an idea to Prabhupada. At that time he was not a sannyasi. So he said, Prabhupada, in Russia, the government and the people are appreciating Krishna, but they are just asking one thing. They want to write about Krishna, but they just want to write about Krishna, not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's very heroic, he's done so many activities, nice stories. So we put Krishna as a very nice king, he's a very historic person. So Gopal Krishna Maharaj asked at that time, Prabhupada, can you allow the communists to print Krishna on their own communist understanding? So they don't want to see Krishna as Krishna the Supreme Lord. Avajananti Mamuda. They just want to see Krishna as one amongst them because he is also the material world. He is also coming to the material world. But Prabhupada said, no, we should not allow that. So when Krishna comes inside the creation, he is not like one of the ordinary living entities. He is a distinct spiritual personality. But the Mayavadis, they don't accept this. If Krishna also comes, he is also like one of us. But Vaishnavas don't accept that. The material world is understood with its own independent reality, and Krishna is accepted as his divine personality. And Hridayananda Maharaj gives another example. That he gives the example of if we take a firewood, and when there is a fire on its edge, if you roll the firewood and there is a illusory light created, if you just rotate it, then you can see the light is produced all its direction. But there is only one light. So similarly, he is saying that the light, the fire is a real thing. The wood is a real thing. But when you rotate that, it will create illusion there is a circular fire. and there is illusion. So similarly, the material world is reality, but if you think the material world is for my enjoyment, not for Krishna's enjoyment, then that is illusion. Just like the fire is rotated very fast, gives illusory effect. But the fire is real and the wood is real. Our Prabhupada gives another example, just like the rabbit. A rabbit is real and the horn on the cow is also real. But when you see a horn on the rabbit never has horn. If you see rabbit horn, then that is illusory. And another famous example of Goda Dimba. The horse is real and the egg is also real. But if you think horse's egg, then that is illusion. So, illusion means not that the material world is illusion, not that Krishna's personality is illusion, but to think the material world is separate from Krishna, that is illusion. To think Krishna's body is material, that is illusion. Recently, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj recently came and he spoke on a personality called Charvak. The materialistic people, they always quote his philosophy. He is saying that you are his body. Ranam Gritva Gritam Pived, enjoy your life, live life king size, whatever you want, you keep doing that. And who is going to see the next life? Who is bothered about, you know, heaven or hell? Just enjoy this life. So he is saying that convince that you are the body and convince that you keep enjoying this body. So this is completely a foolish philosophy. But even Vaishnavas can take this understanding also apply in spiritual life. That we accept the body is a personality, but not your body and our body. But the body is a personality, but that is refers to Krishna. That Dehatma Buddhi, or we are the body, if you think we are the body, that is illusion. But accept Krishna's body as his personality. Tumi Kshakshat Vrajendra Nandan. Tumi Pratimanai Kshakshat Vrajendra Nandan. The deity of Krishna and Krishna are not different. So to accept that we are this body, there is illusion. But to accept Krishna and his bodies are same, and there is reality. And to accept things for our own enjoyment. Charvaka and all materialistic people, they say that enjoy your body. Enjoy life. Just keep eating, drinking, do whatever you want. Or modern way, just do it. And there is illusion. But to give that enjoyment to Krishna, yes, keep on enjoying. Just like when Prabhupada was walking in a particular place, he was glorifying, very beautiful, and it's very good for sense gratification. It's a very nice place. But one devotee suddenly told, Prabhupada, you are telling this about sense gratification, but Prabhupada, devotee should not do sense gratification. And Prabhupada said, I said sense gratification, not your sense gratification, but Krishna's sense gratification. So similarly, that considering we are the body and enjoy the body is illusion, but consider Krishna is the body. Krishna and body are, Krishna's bodies are non-different, and giving enjoyment to Krishna is reality. And that is what the whole understanding of Vaishnava philosophy, that accept Krishna's personality and give enjoyment to him. So this is what given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this particular understanding is so difficult for common people to understand. This understanding is so difficult for the Mayavadis to accept. Why? Because it is not easy. The Vedic statements always many times says that the Lord has no qualities. The Lord is like one of us. Many times it says like that. And sometimes it says Lord is far away. Sometimes it says Lord is everywhere. Everything is Lord. So it's so difficult to understand. So many people have tried to understand God with their own speculative understanding without approaching a bona fide spiritual master, and always ended in confusion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a complete understanding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that we are, Krishna is Supreme Lord and everything is simultaneously one and different from him. Prabhupada also gives this example to Shyam Sundar Pooran Malati Mataji. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji, they were sitting, and Pap Cohen is also sitting. And Pap Cohen asked Prabhupada a question. And suddenly Malati Mataji comes with a plate of milk to Prabhupada. And the milk of Prabhupada comes to, glass of milk comes to Prabhupada. Prabhupada tells to Pap Cohen, see just like this. See the milk. The milk is, what is this milk? The milk is a energy of the cow. From the cow the milk is coming. The milk is coming from the cow. But the milk doesn't have a separate existence without the cow. So milk is one with Krishna, one with the cow, but at the same time it is separate from the cow. The milk is a separated energy of the cow. So similarly, this material world and all the living entities are simultaneously one with Krishna and different from Krishna. And there is a complete understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this understanding is so highest, so sublime, and it is so difficult to get it. But only when Krishna comes and gives himself, that becomes easy to understand. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to give the highest thing, but there is an amazing thing in that. In the material world, if you see anything which is very highest, it is not easy to get, easily approachable. Just like we put in the Guinness World Record or a book, big record book, that this person climbed the Everest Hill. Why this is very glorified? Because Everest is so high, but is not easily approachable. One has to climb so high, and finally if you achieve, then the books comes in the record. But if you want something very cheap, lowest, one can easily get. Or a diamond is very difficult to get it. Highest, but difficult to get it. But a glass of peace is easy to get it, but not highest. So the material world things of sublime, a highest thing, and easy to approach cannot go together. If it is easy, it is not very highest, very cheap. And if it is highest, not easily approachable. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the logic completely opposite. The highest thing is given an easily approachable way. The highest thing is given to the lowest of people. Kali Yuga is considered the lowest of all ages. But in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this highest understanding of love for Krishna. The love for Krishna is not even achieved by great personalities like Brahma or Lord Shiva. But that highest thing is given to the lowest of all the ages. So only in the spiritual life, only in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in the whole material creation one can witness this amazing event, that the highest thing can be approached by the lowest person. The highest thing can be approached by a simple process. Many times people are very aristocratic, very high personality, but to approach him, a simple person cannot approach. So many bodyguards. Many times a person is just walking in the road, beggar, anybody can approach, but we cannot give something high. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, is so high, but Prabhupada says even a dog can participate in the Sankirtan movement. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can easily get approach. One can get access to Krishna. So, the devotional service means that things are so complicated. We are discussing this philosophy. Appears to be very complicated. But just by chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily get this absolute truth in reality. One can easily see Krishna face to face. What is the process? Process is devotional service. Janiva spoke this example that how this process is very simple for the simple people. He says that if a person is accepting that he is fool number one, he is humble, then even easily able to see Krishna face to face. He says, Govind Prabhu says another example, just like in the other processes, that there should be a qualification. If a person is qualified, you will get the mercy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu logic is completely different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says for him that when a person completely convinces himself as unqualified, when a person is completely convinced he is not qualified, then he receives the mercy. So what a person has to do? Simply he has to convince himself as unqualified. Then he will get the highest of all mercy. And Janani Vastra gives the example how we can practically understand we are unqualified here, we are insignificant. He asked a question that how many of you, he asked all the devotees that who are you? Devotees said, we are spirit soul, we are not his body. And he asked, how do you know? How do you know you are not his body? Devotees told, from scripture. How do you know scriptures are existing? So finally devotees become helpless. He said, just you have faith. You don't have any practical proof that you are not his body, Krishna, Supreme Lord. You are having some faith. So spiritually you are insignificant. Give another example. If you offer an apple to Krishna, and if you have another apple which is not offered to Krishna, if you keep in front of you, will you be able to say which is offered to Krishna and which apple is not offered to Krishna? We cannot say. We are spiritually blind. We are spiritually insignificant. And materially what we can do? We can't even lift our hand. The actions are performed by the modes of nature. So materially we are insignificant and spiritually we are insignificant. So what can be proud of us? So when we become humble, that spiritually I can't do anything, I am blind, and materially I can't do any activities, then a person is helplessly surrendering to Krishna. Krishna, I am fool number one. I don't know anything about this world or anything about your personality. Oh Krishna, please yourself reveal you. And then if we surrender to Krishna in that humility and chant his holy name, then Krishna's form, pastimes and qualities will be revealed. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. He not only gave this philosophy, but he also showed in his life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting like a grammarian, logician, having complicated understandings of grammar, Sanskrit grammar and other things. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing all these things, he meets Ishwarapuri. And then Ishwarapuri gives the Mahamantra, holy name. And suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants the holy name. When he chanted the holy name, become like a madman. So first Mahaprabhu gets the holy name. And Jaranivas gives further explanation. So Mahaprabhu got the holy name. And we hear Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namnam. So name is revealing the form, form is and further pastimes. So in this way Mahaprabhu got the name, holy name of Krishna, and started dancing and started chanting holy name continuously. And then after chanting the holy names of the Lord, and the next phase Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing through his personal example, he went to Karnai Nadashala and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beholds the form of Krishna. And Krishna is dancing in threefold bending form. So the holy name revealed Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then further later, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Gambira and other places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is entering into the pastimes of Krishna. Mahaprabhu just runs away from Gambira and falls in the ocean. And then devotees brings him back and chants Krishna in his ears. And he tells, why did you bring me to the material world? I was with Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is entering into the pastimes of Krishna. So Jaranyaspara explains, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life is nothing but he is giving a practical example how if a devotee sincerely takes the holy name of Krishna, by chanting the holy name of Krishna, the name reveals the form and form reveals the pastimes. And we can, this inconceivable subject matter of Krishna and his energies will become easily be received, easily be seen by chanting the holy names. The holy name will eventually reveal its form and pastimes. So we are celebrating Disciplinary Day of Madhavendra Puri. So in his pastimes also, he could enter into the pastimes of the Lord. That he is another personality, by his example he showed that the Krishna is beyond our reach, but through his devotion, Krishna becomes subservient of Madhavendra Puri. Krishna brought milk for Madhavendra Puri. And Shirachar Gopinath stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri. So through this example, it is clear that one cannot understand Krishna by our own endeavor, but if a person surrenders to Krishna with his humility and chants the holy name, his pastimes and his personalities are revealed automatically. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. And thank you for this boring tolerance. Since I was not prepared, so I could not speak much stories. Forgive me for this dry presentation. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments? You can take one. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय।